Why Abe Lincoln Grew a Beard, written by Ned Jensen. Loads of letters. Before texting, there was email. Before email, there were telephones. Before telephones, people wrote letters. They still do, of course. But in the 1800s, letters were the main way people reached out to each other when they weren't in the same place. Sometimes people fell in love through letters. Sometimes good news, say, of a new grandchild, might reach people through a letter. Sometimes bad news, of a son killed in war, might reach people the same way. Letters are still a great way to reach out to someone you might never meet in person. U.S. presidents receive thousands of letters a day, and 10 times that many emails. Some of those letters are funny. Some are angry. Some are sad. All of them help keep the president in touch with what's happening around the country. Sometimes children write the president. They might share a story, offer an opinion, or make a suggestion. What follows is the story of one such child, one such suggestion, and one of our most famous presidents of all. What about whiskers? When you look at most pictures of Abraham Lincoln, including the one on the $5 bill, he has a beard. He didn't always, though. In fact, before Abe ran for president, he was clean-shaven. No one knows for sure whether he ever even thought of growing a beard until an 11-year-old girl living in western New York decided he should. The girl's name was Grace Biddle. When her father showed Grace a picture of Lincoln, she was struck by the sadness in Lincoln's eyes, the wrinkles along his mouth, and his long, thin face. She thought that Lincoln would look much better if he grew a beard. Back then, beards were often called whiskers. On October 15, 1860, she wrote him a letter to tell him so. Grace asked if Lincoln had any daughters her age. She told him about her family, including her 4 brothers. "Part of them will vote for you anyway," she wrote, "and if you let your whiskers grow, I will try and get the rest of them to vote for you." She went on to say, "All the ladies like whiskers, and they would tease their husbands to vote for you, and then you would be president. My father is going to vote for you, and if I was a man, I would vote for you. I would vote for you, if I could." Women struggled for many years to achieve the right to vote. They weren't allowed to vote until 1920, when the 19th Amendment was ratified. Grace was 71 years old by then. Lincoln's reply. The soon-to-be president wasted little time answering Grace's letter. Within days, she received a letter back. "My dear little miss," Lincoln wrote, "I regret the necessity of saying I have no daughters. I have 3 sons, 1 17, 1 9, and 1 7 years of age. Penny for your thoughts." The stamp Grace used to mail her letter to Lincoln cost her 1 penny, but that penny would have had an Indian's head on it. Lincoln did not appear on the penny until 1909. Lincoln went on to ask whether people might find it silly if he started wearing whiskers. He had never worn them before and wondered if, at age 51, he was too old to start. Yet Grace's letter must have caused him to start thinking about her suggestion. It wasn't long afterward that he began to grow some. Soon he was voted in as the 16th President of the United States. He boarded a train in Springfield, Illinois, and headed to Washington, D.C. By that time, he had a full-grown beard. Grace and Abe meet. Lincoln's train rolled through several states on its way to the nation's capital. It made many stops along the way, including a stop in Westfield, New York, the town where Grace lived. In those days, there was no television, so people were eager to get a peek at their newly elected president. A large crowd had gathered to see and hear him. In that crowd stood Grace Biddle and her father. Knowing he was in Grace's hometown, Lincoln decided to talk about his beard. When he finished, he said that if the young lady who wrote the letter was in the crowd, he would like to meet her. Mr. Biddle, with Grace in hand, struggled through the tight crowd to where Lincoln stood. Lincoln climbed down and spoke with Grace. She remembered him saying, "Gracie, look at my whiskers. I have been growing them for you." He gave her a kiss on the cheek. Then, to the sound of cheers, he got back on the train. A statue in New York State. Lincoln was the first president to grow a full beard. None of the 15 presidents who came before him even had a mustache. For the next 50 years, all but two presidents wore facial hair, mustache, or mutton chops. Although Lincoln was the first president to have a beard, he was not the first to have facial hair. Several before and after him had sideburns. Two even had mutton chops. The most recent president to have any facial hair was Harry Truman, 1945 to 1953. He grew a goatee, but only while he was on vacation. Fashions come and go, though. The United States hasn't had a president with facial hair since William Howard Taft, 1909 to 1913. He wore a mustache. As for Grace, she never again saw the president. All these years later, though, you can see Grace. If you ever visit the town of Westfield, New York, be sure to go to Lincoln Biddle Statue Park. There you will see a statue of President Lincoln greeting Grace Biddle.